Welcome to Real Well Radio, the intersection where bricks meets balance and entrepreneurs share their stories to success. I'm your host, Brian McNichol. And on this podcast, we dive into the stories of business owners who seamlessly blended the realms of real estate, wellness, and entrepreneurship. So whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, a budding business owner, or someone simply passionate about the dynamic fusion of property and personal well-being, you're in the right place. Real Well Radio, where stories meet the well-lived journeys of those who dare to dream big. All right, we're live. Welcome to another episode of Real Well Radio. I'm here with Eric Senders from Mika and Sammy's, we'll call it Dog Treats.
Yeah, Mika and
Gourmet.
Yeah, Gourmet, Pet Treats, whatever. Yeah.
All right, brother.
Mika and Sammy's.
Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You got it. So what we'd like to do is more or less, you know, in the beginning, tell us your story. Like, what made you start the business? I don't know, start like Lee High School. And just what got you to the point where
in
you
in high school?
Well, just like start, like, where'd you go to high school? Where'd you go through after that?
And all right. I grew up in Northeast Philly.
Perfect.
Went to Washington High School. Probably the most... the least to succeed out of the whole high school. and it took me a while. Like, this is, I did other businesses, but I always got in my own way. And then I found this by accident, kind of.
Also, just real quick, that's the microphone, so just speak a little bit louder.
All right, no problem. So I was the least to succeed, okay?
You won least to succeed.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah. 100. I mean, if there was a contest for it, I would have won it. I didn't win it, but I probably would have won it. Okay. But like I said, always getting in my own way. And then 2005, my wife and I adopted Sam, our son. And he was terrified of dogs. So, you know, fast forward, it got to the point where he couldn't go to birthday parties. There was just a lot that he couldn't do that other kids did. So we decided to adopt a dog. Mm. We adopted this dog, Marley, and he's chewing everything.
Mm.
Yeah. He's chewing the whole house. I don't really know anything about dogs. I never had a dog, never thought I would have a dog, especially never thought I'd own a business that had to do with dogs. And we ended up, my friend had a pet store. I went there and they had these bones that were wrapped in plastic. And it had liquid smoke in there, which is artificial. And it's not bad, but for me, I don't need artificial stuff.
Right.
I wasn't going to give it to my dog. I had a smoker on the side of my house. And I thought I could probably do this myself.
Mm.
And we started making these smoke bones on the side of our house. And, you know, kind of took off from there.
That's awesome. How long have you been in business?
We've been doing it for probably about 10 to 12 years. Initially, it was more of a hobby. And then I would say 7.5 years ago, we began to take it serious. And that's when it turned into, okay, let's buckle down and really do this.
That's awesome. And I remember we were talking over social media at some point. Yeah. And it was probably when I was first getting back into real estate, and you had suggested, you know, going hard into social media because, you know, it's really worked for you. Now, a lot of realtors, you know, do real heavy social media, but not a lot of pet food, gourmet, treat companies that I see at least do that. So talk a little bit about like how that scaled your business.
Okay. It happened during COVID. 2020 hits, and initially, it was okay. Stores were still ordering. And then when they shut down, it shut down because people weren't going in the stores. They were going for the bare minimum. They were going for the food, and that was it. They weren't coming to us for treats.
Mm.
At that time, I have a good friend, my friend Mutti. He does all my bags. He had a friend, and he said, listen, Yossi's starting a marketing business. Maybe you should try. I was already trying. I had a website. It wasn't really going. It was just hard to get some momentum. I hired this guy. Unbeknownst to me, I was his first customer. Yeah, I'm his first client. And I completely social, freaked out.
Social media marketing?
Social media marketing, yeah.
You were his first client.
I was his first client. Gotcha. Neither of us knew what we were doing, but it was trial and error.
Right.
And we kept going and going. At first, a lot of the videos I was doing in-house, I was just doing videos myself, talking about dog products, whatever I could do. But what I found was, I'm on a group text with all the guys that I grew up with. We do fantasy football.
Yeah, same I am too.
Okay. They start ripping me. What are you doing? You look like a jerk off, this and that. As time went on, now these guys are my biggest fans.
Right.
But I was so scared of putting myself out there. And then once I did, I started to learn about it. And me being who I am, once I learn about it, I want to learn everything if I'm interested, everything. And I dive in. And I did that with the treats. And then I started doing that with marketing.
That's cool. Yeah. And you do a great job.
Thank you.
I'm assuming you pay for ad spend on Instagram and Facebook. Any other platforms do you do?
Instagram and Facebook are together. They're one and the same. And then we do Google.
Okay.
We do – it comes on – it's basically one realm, and you'll have YouTube, not TikTok. I do videos on TikTok, but not TikTok. Social media marketing, that's a different world in itself where you're paying ad spend. A lot of people do it differently. I do both. You know Jocelyn, obviously. I do those videos with the girl, Jocelyn.
And your weekends?
She works for us. Yeah.
Okay.
And she's like our little superstar.
Nice.
She's out of her mind. She loves the dog. She loves the products. And then we also, and then we do some paid ads. Paid ads for us, everybody does them differently. You want me to really get into?
Sure. Whatever you want.
All right. When I first started with paid ads, it was to push my treats. Our jerky treats are minimal ingredient. We can eat, like I was telling you, on my way here, I was eating treats. I opened the bag, I was eating them. It's chicken, fresh squeezed lemon juice, fresh cut parsley. That's it.
Wow.
So I was eating it. I started to push that. And as Yossi and I started to dive in, we started, it wasn't really doing well. We have another product which started the whole business, which was our smoked beef marrow bones. And we did one ad. We were doing the ads, paid ads for the treats. It wasn't really working. Then we did this one ad for the bone and it went viral.
Right.
Over 1 million views.
On
in Facebook, it starts. But Facebook pushes to Instagram.
So, okay, cool.
Let's say you put an ad out on Facebook, but you have a bigger following on Instagram, so you're getting more hits on Instagram. Facebook pushes it to Instagram. Okay. So it's the same thing, but yeah.
Every time I've ever looked to do it, because I have done it, it was always separate, but maybe it's different now. It's been a while since I've done it, but that's definitely good to know.
See, it's different for you. As a realtor, you're going to be in this area only. I'm not advertising in this area.
You do national.
Yeah, because here's the deal. I sell to stores. The stores that I sell to are what got me started. I didn't start by doing social media. I went literally, my wife and I, our first customer, not being my friend, was a place downtown, Rittenhouse Pet Supply. Mm. We went in there. Our first sale was $36. Her and I are high-fiving.
Yeah.
I call my dad. He's like, you're an idiot. You know, what are you doing? You don't know anything about dogs. But that's how it starts. So it started with the stores. But I won't push ads in this area because I am not going to take away from the stores. Now, don't get me wrong. If somebody searches for us
and finds you, you'll
they're going to get the ads.
Right.
I can't block them from getting the ads. But I'm not going to focus. We used to do a lot of direct-to-consumer shows, farmers markets, pet expos, all these things. But what would happen is I'm doing a pet expo. Let's say it's in King of Prussia. Well, Braxton's is up there and this store is there, that store. Well, now I'm undercutting them because it's a show.
Right.
And I'm not going to do that. So I stopped doing all that stuff. Our social media now is more Midwest, Texas, those areas where we're in stores in all 50 states.
Really?
But, yeah, we are. That's awesome. Yeah. But we are, you know, obviously it's the East Coast, it's Cali, Colorado. There are like main stakes.
What's the biggest state, like the most sales?
Pennsylvania, probably. New York's pretty big. You mean online or through stores?
Online, like.
Oh, online.
Direct to consumer.
Direct to consumer. Cali is pretty big. Texas is really big.
That's awesome. So were you
probably in Texas?
The stores that you're in, is it Petco or is it like smaller boutique type stuff?
Boutique type stuff. Yeah, cool. Definitely.
That's what I figured.
Family owned and operated. We're in some bigger accounts, which I won't even name them, but I do better with the mom and pop because those are the people who are there and they care about the dogs.
Right. And they'll push your product over there. Right?
Exactly.
I got you. Yeah. That's awesome. So let's pivot a little bit. I mean, that's good business stuff. This is also a wellness podcast. Like we talk about like what we do on a daily basis to keep our mindset right. Entrepreneurship is not easy. You've talked about having multiple stints as an entrepreneur. What are some daily habits that you've implemented that have really just helped you, you know, maintain? Because I have some and it's night and day when I do them, and I do them all the time now, because when I don't, I feel absolutely like shit and then feel like shit, talk shit to yourself, and we don't want to do that. So,
right.
So what are some of the things you do?
I wake up early.
How early?
About 4, 4:30.
Okay.
The alarm goes off at 4:40. I'm usually up earlier. Today I was up about 3.
Okay.
I went back to bed for a little while. So I was up at 4 on the computer. I usually get up, I go downstairs, I drink Athletic Greens. I don't know if you know what that is. I drink Athletic Greens.
AG1?
Yeah, AG1.
Promotes on Rogan?
Yeah, exactly. I take vitamins and I go on the computer. I do a little bit of work and then I go right to Doc. He's my trainer.
Okay.
And I go there 5 days a week.
Beautiful. I mean, I'm an early riser too. Not that early in the, during the week when I got to bring the kids to school, I'm up 5:30. I do a little meditation. I don't get my workout. See, my schedule is a little bit different because usually the middle of the day is when I have some flexibility there. So I get a ton of work done in the morning. And I usually go to the gym 11-ish. But it's so important to have those routines down because and how great is it to be up and doing that stuff before anybody else gets up?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's it right there.
It's beautiful.
I've been getting up early. I did my whole life. And then I hit my 20s and I guess certain bad habits. I stopped waking up early. Now I'm the first one. My grandfather is always up. And he lived in the house that I lived in growing up. And it's just been one of those things where I'm up. I'm focused. Once I'm up and I'm as soon as my eyes open, I'm focused. I'm ready to go.
As soon as I'm up, I'm focused, but my brain's going a mile a minute. That's why I need to like settle, have a little bit of coffee, do a little meditation, some breathing exercises, and then start my day. These are just some of the things that, you know, people can implement to
absolutely
get on the right track.
Absolutely.
If you could, so I like to ask this question two different ways, but for you, I'll ask it because you've been doing this business and also other businesses. If you could tell your younger self, you know, one or two pieces of advice to absolutely focus in on that you didn't focus in on back then, what would it be?
Wow.
As far as like entrepreneurship goes, you know, because trial and error, you know, like you said, and that's the only way I learn is by fucking things up and then fixing them and, you know, because everybody's different. But let's hear yours.
Shut the fuck up and open your ears. That's it.
Basically.
What I didn't know then, what I know now, 95% of life is suiting up and showing up even when you don't want to.
Yeah.
When you don't want to, that's what's going to take you to the next level. But just... Yeah, I'm sorry to cursing. I curse. I'm sorry. I curse way too much.
Have at it. We love it.
Yeah. But that's it. Just listening more.
Yeah.
I always want to be the dumbest person in the room because I want to learn from everybody else. And as long as I remain teachable in life, in business, as a family man, as a husband, a father, and I learn one thing every day, it's a good day.
So that's super important, and I love being the dumbest person in the room too, but I also love being able to bring value to people. And like, that's part of the reason why I started this podcast, was to give business owners a platform for themselves, you know, create content. But I bring people on here who have businesses who I want to learn from too, because I want to know what you're doing. I want to know what everybody's doing. And I never liked being the dumbest person in the room until I, you know, ventured into entrepreneurship, because it's so important to keep an open mind, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, we're doing social media as a means of business. When I got into this, it was not about social media. It was about selling to as many stores as I possibly could.
Right.
Seeing my product in every store that I would go into. And when COVID hit, I had to pivot. And it taught me a lot, pivoting and learning from other people. It's the same thing. Like, you have, about the social media marketing really quick, you'll have social media marketers who will approach me all the time and they'll say, okay, I want to target this or I want to target that. And let's say it's women the ages of 35 to 50 in New York City who's buying my product. They're going to try to outsmart Facebook. And they're going to target those specific people. I don't do that. That's not our method. We just pay Facebook. They're the ones with all the...
And let them figure it out.
They do figure... Nobody has more data than Facebook on Facebook.
Right. And like you said, I mean, being able to market to anyone, anywhere with a dog is huge. You know?
Absolutely.
You know, me personally, I don't want to target somebody in Utah. Now, if they reach out to me, I can refer them to a realtor in Utah. How many realtors in Utah do I know? You know, not that many. But yeah, that's good stuff. You know, as entrepreneurs, I have a hard time patting myself on the back. Every time there's an accomplishment, okay, you should have did that 6 months ago. You know what I'm saying? The best time to start is always 6 months ago, whatever. What's one thing that you're like super proud of yourself for over the years that you've accomplished?
More so than anything, being there for my wife and my kids.
Awesome.
Hands down. Being a good employer is one of them. I don't, and I'm not the boss. If somebody says, hey, boss, I get a little upset. Mm-hmm. I work with them.
Right.
Everybody around me, I work with. I have this guy who's been with me from day one, Larry. You might know Larry.
Yeah.
All right. Larry's been with me from day one. Nothing, and we go at it like we're brothers. Well, he's like a much older, so he's like an uncle. You know what I mean? Like a great uncle.
Right at his throat.
Right, exactly. But we go at it, and I have a lot of these relationships with the people around me. But like I said, we have a lot of workers there. There's a lot.
How many employees do you have?
In-house at the one place, about 22 people, I think.
Cool.
Yeah, something like that.
That's awesome.
I bounce everything off of everybody. But I'm also the person where one kid's going through some stuff in his personal life, he can come to me and talk to me. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that I value today. Listen, I want to make money. I'm in business to make money. But now it's in a little bit of a different fashion. It's not all about making the money and these people around me. Like, I've grown to love them, because without them, I don't have what I have today. And I know that. So those are the things, just kind of remaining humble, I guess.
That's good stuff. There's a book that I have on my shelf that I haven't opened yet, but it's similar to what you're saying. And I cannot pinpoint the author, but it's called Leaders Eat Last. You ever heard of it?
No.
I'll send you a link, or I'll even let you borrow the book, because it's exactly what you're talking about. You know, it's being a leader is definitely a lot of listening.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what else is really funny when you own a business? People think like you make all this money and this and that.
Simon Sinek.
Okay. Oh, Simon Sinek?
Yeah.
All right. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
But what's so funny for my type of a business, because I have employees and this and that, we get paid. I get paid last.
Right.
All my bills have to get paid.
You might not get paid.
Listen, when we first started, we moved into the warehouse that we're in. We suffered, man.
Where is the warehouse?
Our main warehouse is in Bridesburg. We have a storage warehouse right off Academy Road in Northeast.
Okay.
And then the smokehouse. Yeah, we have a smokehouse still up in New Hope.
You're a much bigger production than I thought. That's good stuff. I see your social media stuff, and it's just you and the girl usually, right?
Yeah, it's just me and Josh.
Were you calling out Dave Portnoy?
We're calling out Dave Portnoy.
We're doing it here, too.
All right, here's the deal. Dave Portnoy, Stool Presidente, Barstool Sports, adopted a dog, famous Miss Peaches. The dog went viral. The dog ate his glasses last night. Last week, Miss Peaches, ate his remote control. I have beef marrow bones, best smoked beef marrow bones in the business. I'm not just saying that. I look at everybody's stuff. Nobody's doing what we're doing. Portnoy, take one of these from Miss Peaches.
What's this guy's problem?
I don't know. I don't want your money. Just give it to Miss Peaches. You don't have to put it on social media. I don't really care, but give it to her. That's it. That's all. Yeah, so Jocelyn's calling him out left and right. She wants to go to Florida, find him and knock him out. I don't know.
Is that where he's at?
Yeah, he lives in Florida.
All right. Well, hey, maybe he'll do the right thing.
We'll see. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's start to wind this down. Before we get to the last question, tell everybody how to reach you. How do they see your stuff?
Go in the stores. If you're in the Philly area, we're in every store. Bucks County, Montgomery County. I don't want to name Jersey. I don't want to name stores because if I forget one, I'm going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, but they're all smaller ones, right?
Yeah, well, you have like in Center City, you have Doggy Style. You have Amelie's, Litter Paw, Bucks County. See, my good friends are Dogs and Cats Rule. You have it's Dog Venture now. You have a bunch of different stores, yeah. But if you follow, you can see us there. You could also go on our website, nikaandsammys.com, but it's A-N-D. M-I-K-A-A-N-D, sammys.com.
It's awesome stuff, yeah. Man. Last question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
One superpower. That's a good one. That took me for... One superpower. Let me think. That's a good one, man.
You should have read the sheet. You'd have.
I didn't want to read the sheet. I think I'm good. I think it would be spreading more love in the world.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a superpower.
Would you shoot that out with your eyes, or how would you get that out there?
I mean, I would go X-ray. But anyway, I'll shoot out with my eyes. You know, like I always like to take everything, but yeah, I'd shoot it out with my eyes. But yeah, I think the world's in a bad place.
Oh,
the
yeah.
whole world, and there it needs more love. So if I could do that, there would have been a time I would have wanted to be the strongest person, the smartest person.
Yeah,
Sub Zero, freezing people. But now, yeah, I'm old, man. I'm 47 years old. I've calmed down. I've come back down to the real world. It would be spreading more love in the world. Yeah, 100%.
You're older and wiser.
100%.
I love it. I really appreciate you coming.
Thank you,
brother.
Thanks for having me.
Like, subscribe, share, whatever you guys do. I want to thank him for coming on again. Be right back with another one.
Thank you for tuning in to another inspiring episode of Real Well Radio. We hope you've gained valuable insights and a fresh perspective on how the worlds of real estate, wellness, and entrepreneurship intersect. If you enjoyed today's conversation, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, leave a review, and share with your colleagues and friends. Your feedback is the cornerstone of our community, and it helps us to continue to bring you remarkable stories from the realm of business and well-being. Have a great day. We want to thank our sponsor, the Guido and McNichol team at Keller Williams Real Estate, for sponsoring this show. We are licensed in Pennsylvania and New Jersey and here for all your real estate needs.